Welcome to Compass with Hella E. Michelia, finding direction for your life.
Greetings of grace and peace. I'm Hella E. Michelia. I want to thank God for the opportunity that we have to bring the word of God to us today. The entrance of his word gives light and gives understanding to them who are simple. And I want to bless God for this opportunity that we have to bring the word. And I just like at this moment for us to pray and receive the blessing of the Lord as we enter into this moment. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. The entrance of it gives light. I ask that as your word goes forth, it will enter into our hearts and into our spirit and will bring forth fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. I have been teaching in the past few weeks on decisions that champions make. There are decisions that champions make that others don't. What makes people different is decisions they take. And today I want to talk to you about negligence. I want to say to you that negligence can negate your future. I'm reading from the book of Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 to 26, the Amplified Bible. Matthew 13, 24 to 26, I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. Another parable he set forth before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while he was sleeping," take note of that, "while he was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed also darnel, weeds resembling wheat, among the wheat, and went on his way. So when the plants sprouted and formed grain, the darnel, that's the weeds, appeared also. But while he was sleeping, one night of sleep took away so many years of hard work, so many years of investment. Whatever you allow to grow today, uninvestigated nor contested, will wake up and mar your future. Whatever you allow to grow today, without investigating it, without contesting it, can wake up tomorrow and destroy your future. To fail in life, simply do nothing. D.J. Moffat, in his book, Let the Truth Be Told, wrote that on the night of the first coup, military coup in Nigeria, Sir Ahmadu Bello was informed by the Sardaun of Sokoto, was informed by Chief Akintola of a plot to kill them, but he warded it off. Even Western intelligence had gathered this information, but the Sardaun would not listen. What happened? They killed all of them. The Ikeja cantonment bomb explosion of 27th January 2002 in Lagos would have been averted 2 years earlier when the government was alerted on the danger. 4 days after the blast, 1,000 people had been confirmed dead and more people were missing. Somebody was negligent. The CIA and FBI knew of a possible terrorist attack on the World Trade Center towers in New York. Regretting their inaction, they said they did not do enough to forestall such an occurrence. Negligence. There's somebody right now who is driving his car, and you know that the engine oil in your car has been short for days. Not because you don't have the money, but you're just careless to do something about it. That engine is going to knock, and it's not going to be because there are witches from your village that are after you, but it's going to be because you are negligent. There are people who have been told by doctors, you don't have anything to do with sugar. You got to keep yourself away from sugar because you have diabetes, but you can't stay away from glucose, and it's going to affect you, and it's not going to be because there's a devil after you, but it's going to be because you are negligent. If you are going to live a successful life, then you have to be careful. You have to learn not to be negligent with the things that God is doing or things that God is bringing or the notices or the information that you have. I want to talk to you today about 10 things that you need to know about negligence. 10 things that you need to know. Number one, God will always forewarn you in advance before an attack. God will always give you information before an attack. If you will listen, God will give you information before an attack. There will be something that is going to nudge you. There is something that is going to call your attention before an attack. The Bible says in the book of Amos chapter 3 verse 7, "Surely the Lord does nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets." So whenever there's going to be something that is going to happen, God is going to give you a heads up. God is going to give you information. Something is going to happen that will give you an idea to prepare. Number two, God will not allow you to face a crisis you cannot handle. God will not allow you to face a crisis that you cannot handle. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13, "For no temptation, no trial, no matter how it comes, has overtaken you and laid hold on you that is not common to man." The Bible says, "But God is faithful." The Bible says, "We will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, he will always provide the way out, a means of escape for you. God will always provide a way out, a means of escape for you. And if you are not careful, God can provide a way of escape and you will still not escape. The story is told of a man who was drowning in the flood. And he began to pray to God and say, God, deliver me. The Bible says as he was making that prayer, some people came with a boat. And they said to him, jump into the boat. He said, no, I'm praying. God is going to deliver me. Then a helicopter came and they dropped a ladder for him. They said, catch the ladder, let's bring you out. He said, no, I'm praying God is going to bring somebody to help me. And he died in that flood and went to heaven. And when he got to heaven, he was angry with God. He said, God, I called upon your name to come and save me. And you didn't come to save me. God said, no, I came, but you just didn't recognize it. He said, I came in a boat. You refused to enter. I threw a ladder for you from the helicopter and you refused to take it. There is no challenge that is going to face you that God will not give you the grace to get through it. So you don't be negligent when God gives you the grace for it. Every issue in your life ought to be scrutinized, investigated, and probably contested. When something is happening in your life, don't turn a blind eye. When something is happening in your life, don't turn a blind eye. That thing that you are turning a blind eye to, that thing that you're not putting or giving attention to, that thing that you're not focusing on, can affect you and destroy what God wants to do in your life. Number four, be careful how you say goodbye. You may need that person again. Be careful how you say goodbye. Too many people say goodbye carelessly. Too many people close doors carelessly. They do not know that a time is going to come that they may need that same door. Number five, give attention to detail. Delight in knowing all. Learn to arm yourself with complete information on what you are about to embark upon. The next 10 years of your life may depend on a minute's decision. The next 10 years of your life may depend on a minute's decision. Learn to have all the details that you need to have, all the information that you need to have on the decision that you are about to take. Enjoy detail. There's a saying that says that the devil is in the details. The devil is in the details. Often people sign contracts without reading the contract. People agree to things without looking into them. The devil is in the details. If you can spend time and go through the details, you will see things that you never saw before. Number six, never assume you know all you need to know about an issue. Make effort to cover all possible grounds. Talk to everybody you need to talk to. Read everything you need to read. Make any call you need to make. Go to ground zero. Investigate the situation. Put in every effort. Never assume you know everything you need to know about the situation. Number seven, refuse to assume someone will do what ought to be your assignment. Refuse to assume someone will do what ought to be your assignment. And like I said, because there was a task for someone to do, everybody thought anybody could do it and nobody did it. There was a task for someone to do. Everybody thought anybody could do it and nobody did it. Every time you begin to think that someone is going to show up to do something, And it's something that you are supposed to do, and you have not delegated it, and you expect somebody is going to do it, nobody is going to show up to do it, and you're going to be the loser at the end of the day. Seek expert advice on what you need to do. If you are not an expert in a thing, find somebody whose business it is to do that thing and seek for their counsel on what you need to do. Seek expert advice on what you're going to do. Pay the price to get an expert. Listen, if you want to build a house, get an architect to design it. Get an engineer to build it. You need to learn to do. Because if you do not do that, it's going to be costly for you in your future and in your destiny. Your future is buried in the steps you take daily. Number nine, your future is buried in the steps that you take daily. It then means that whatever your hand finds to do, do it with the whole of your heart. Negligent people do not give their heart to what they do. They do things semi-consciously. They do things without giving their all. Focus your energy on the assignment at hand until it has been completed. Arnold Schwarzenegger said, I do not have a plan B, I only have a plan A, and I put all of my life into that. You must learn to put all of your heart, your strength into what you're doing. Always remember that one good job, one assignment done well is better than 1,000 uncompleted projects. It's better than 1,000 uncompleted projects. You need to have an analytical mind to dissect every issue. In fact, my pastor taught me, he said, never let anybody rush you into making a decision. Never rush into making a decision. Point number 10, never rush into making a decision. Convince yourself, convince your heart Get to that point where you're at peace about something before you make a decision. The greatest disadvantage to the future is to get to the future and to discover that you're not prepared. If you're negligent, you will get to the future that God has for you, and you'll discover that you were never prepared for the future that God has for you. You will get to your future and discover that you were never prepared for the future that God has for you. I want to bless God for the opportunity that we've had to listen to the Word of God today. I want to trust God that from today, you're going to walk circumspectly. You're going to learn the capacity of being careful, not negligent. God does not bless negligent people. Negligent people are wasters. Negligent people lose great opportunities. Negligent people break great relationships. You are not going to be negligent. You're going to be serious. You're going to take what God is doing in your life seriously. And as you take it seriously, you're going to walk into your destiny because you took everything that God is doing in your life seriously. Today is the day that the Lord has made. You shall rejoice and be glad in it. I will see you in the next podcast. God bless you.
Join Helene Michelia at Gateway Christian Center every Thursday by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 9 a.m. for a time of word, worship, and encounter with the Holy Spirit. Gateway Christian Center, experience life.